Audacity. Combating the smuggling of migrants in the region being made a priority. I am Ken Richards with the Caribbean News Roundup. Officials in the region have been discussing ways to combat the smuggling of migrants and other vulnerable groups in the Caribbean. Here's TTT News with that report.
Mixed migration movements are a reality for us in the Caribbean as many migrants come to our shores for employment and educational opportunities. Sadly, among the visitors are persons who are victims of smuggling and trafficking. To combat this, the International Organization for Migration Guyana collaborated with CARICOM Impacts to develop legislative pathways for counter-smuggling of migrants in the Caribbean. Regional Director of IOM North America, Central America and the Caribbean, Michelle Klein Solomon, said the smuggling of migrants in the Caribbean is a substantial threat.
It is no secret that if migrant smuggling networks are prominent in a region, then it is likely that other criminal networks exist which could threaten national security, interests, and the realization of regional integration mechanisms that aim to promote free, safe, orderly, and regular migration practices.
Deputy Director of International Affairs at the Ministry of National Security, Richard Lynch, said our country is particularly vulnerable to smuggling by sea due to its geographical proximity to the South American continent. He said the national response requires a multi-agency collaboration, which involves the Immigration Division, Coast Guard, and the Police Service.
Calls for a peaceful election in Grenada. It's coming from Prime Minister Keith Mitchell, who says that the opposition party is insisting on holding political meetings in the vicinity where the ruling New National Party has its own political meetings. Here's GBN News.
I want to give a little warning to my friends in the National Democratic Congress and its leadership.
Political leader of the New National Party, Dr. Keith Mitchell, his call comes as he notes the ability of people to get entangled and embroiled in political tensions leading up to a general election.
Therefore, we as leaders must do everything possible not to do anything that can encourage confrontation.
Dr. Mitchell was hinting on what he seemingly viewed as an intent by the National Democratic Congress to host political meetings within close proximity to where a planned NMP rally is scheduled.
And I'm making this point tonight seriously because I pointed out that we had a meeting in Karakou. Planned meeting, the NDC followed up in Karakou to have meeting in the same Karakou area, sisters and brothers. And that is a dangerous thing. We went to St. Andrews afterwards. They followed NMP in St. Andrews. We organize a meeting in St. Patrick's. They go to Shantymel in St. Patrick's. I'm calling on the leadership of the National Democratic Congress, if there are leaders in that party, to desist from that type of behavior. And let us work together to ensure that the next election, when it is called, would be peaceful and its conclusion would be conclusive in the interests of Grenada, Karakou, and P.T. Martinique.
St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Timothy Harris is about to be subjected to a motion of no confidence in the country's parliament, according to the leader of the People's Action Movement, Sean Richards. The PAM leader made the announcement at a press briefing on Tuesday.
Good men cannot continue to stand by and see our nation hurting and not take action. Therefore, on Monday, 25th April, 2022, the majority of members of the Team Unity Government formally lodged with the Clerk of Parliament a motion of no confidence in the leadership of the Prime Minister, Dr. Timothy Harris. We expect that in keeping with the rules of Parliament, that the motion will be placed on the order paper for an urgent sitting and that a sitting of Parliament to hear the motion will be scheduled at the earliest possibility. Indeed, we have been advised that this should be done within 21 days. I know some people are skeptical about the schedule being kept because of recent memory. But any delay will not only be just against the rules of Parliament, but against the genuine national interest. This new era of political uncertainty brought on by the action and inaction of the Prime Minister must come to an end at the earliest.
The proposed motion of no confidence is part of the action being taken against Dr. Harris and his People's Labour Party by the other two partners of the three-party Team Unity Coalition. The no confidence motion is being pushed by PAM, led by Richards, and Mark Brantley's Concerned Citizens Movement.
Real unity between PAM and CCM remains the best hope if each island is to achieve its full potential, as declared by the late Premier Amri almost 30 years ago. I do realize that some political leaders still believe that divisions ought to be treated as minions, while they in sync it's fool themselves into thinking that they are masters.
Sean Richards acknowledged that a general election, if held, would come with uncertainties. However, he stressed one of the expected gains there that would be satisfying to the PAM and the CCM.
We too would prefer not to have an election. But if one comes, be assured we are ready and we are confident of victory. A new election will bring the uncertainties of any election. But if an election comes, there is only one thing that is certain, and that is Timothy Harris will not be our next Prime Minister.
At Tuesday's press briefing, the PAM leader spoke of plans that the now two-party coalition of PAM and CCM would implement if they become the new government. Those plans include trading the existing monarchical arrangement for a republic system. There was jubilation on Monday afternoon after former Senator of the Opposition United Workers' Party in Dominica, Dr. Thompson Fountain, was given bail after he was arrested upon entry to the island over the weekend.
I struggled to sleep on this hard floor last night. I could hear the chants outside, and that lifted me, you know.
Yes, yes,
I could hear the chants, and that meant so much to me. You know, because I was roaches, mosquitoes.
Yes,
yeah. On the floor with nothing, you know. Treated as a common criminal.
Yes, criminal. Yes, yes.
You know, and then I heard the shouts, and I was comforted. The spirit was lifted. You know, I don't know what I did to deserve this, but
I know
what it is.
Yes, yes.
You know, I am just so proud of the people of Dominica.
Yes.
You know, when I look at you guys, I don't see blue or red, I see Dominica.
Thompson Fountain appeared in a court in Roseau on Monday and was granted bail by Magistrate Michael Loder, who said it was being done in the interest of the public. Bail was set at $75,000 and he is expected to report to the Maho police station every Monday and Friday and must seek permission to travel overseas. One businessman and friend of Fountain, Severin McKenzie, had gone to Q95 Radio to appeal for him to be released.
As a fellow villager of Grand Fork with Dr. Thompson Fountain, I am extremely concerned about his well-being and the negative impact the experience over the last few days will have on his health. his career as an international economist, and most importantly, the contribution that he makes to the Commonwealth of Dominica. There is no doubt that Dr. Fontaine was aware of the consequences of a bench warrant, that he was subjected to arrest anytime he set foot on Dominican soil. What I believe that Dr. Fontaine was not prepared for is the denial of due process as established under the laws of the Commonwealth of Dominica and the inhumane treatment leveled against him as a human being. Whereas I will avoid interference with the legalities of the charge of incitement against Dr. Fontaine, it is reasonable to pose some pertinent questions. What are the exact charges against Dr. Fontaine? Why is he singled out among the multitude of persons who participated in the activities of February 7, 2017? Were the persons responsible for the vandalism and destruction of the private sector enterprises ever brought to justice? Why was Dr. Thompson Fontaine denied a hearing on Saturday evening when a magistrate was available to preside over the matter? Shouldn't Dominicans be proud of Dr. Thompson Fontaine for his service to the international community as a former IMF economist and now an advisor to the government of South Sudan in Northeast Africa? I am in solidarity with Dr. Thompson Fontaine and call on the authorities to stop immediately the persecution of Thompson.
Radio Q95, including talk show host Matt Peltier, were praised for making an all-out effort to shine the spotlight on Dr. Fontaine's predicament. Let's now revisit the Dominica-Syria diplomatic relationship scandal with OSA's Roy Sanford.
It is official. Dominica has formally cut diplomatic relations with the Syrian Arab Republic weeks after controversial decision to establish ties was made, and which eventually led to the resignation of the island's permanent representative to the United Nations, Lauren Bannis Roberts. Speaking on his Anupali program on the weekend, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit said that his government has written to the authorities in Syria and has fulfilled his decision to terminate the relationship.
So that matter has been settled, and certainly we have fulfilled the decision to terminate that relationship.
On March 7, 2022, Dominica and Syria signed a communique establishing diplomatic relations. However, when the news became public, a firestorm of controversy ensued.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Wednesday, 27th April. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.